You're listening to the Head in the Clouds podcast, a proud member of the Converge Podcast Network. Now to the man with his head constantly in the clouds, your host, Ryan Romeo.
That's right, English announcer lady. This is the Head in the Clouds podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you get your dream off the ground. My name is Ryan Romeo, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new, I am so glad that you found yourself here, that you've jumped on to the podcast. It's always amazing for me whenever you do something and people respond to it. I mean, for any of us, if you're sitting at home and speaking into a microphone or a camera, or you're posting content online, whenever it makes an impact for God, it always blows me away. And honestly, I feel like the novelty never wears off for me. But I'm here. I'm in Phoenix. I am still somewhat quarantined. I mean, I don't know how things are going with, you know, wherever you're at. But in Phoenix, things, you know, are starting to loosen up. And we've got restaurants open and stuff like that. Church is not quite open yet, but we're getting there. But I'm still here. I'm in my son's room. I'm podcasting in here. So you might even hear some kids in the background every now and then. I'm sorry, but it's just a sign of the times. We're all working at home. We're all, you know, surrounded by our kids, or our spouses are around all the time. And it's a different world right now. It really is. And I know we're going to go, quote, back to normal, you know, at some point. But there's that part of me that doesn't want it to go back to, quote, normal. You know, I think there's this part of me that I've really started to appreciate being at home with the kids. I've really started to appreciate the ability to work at home a little bit more often and be around my kids more often. These are some things I think as Americans, as a society, that it was, you know, long in coming. We really had this sort of lesson to learn for a while. And now we're here. And I really hope that those of us that, you know, are in that workaholic category, the category that finds ourselves at work all the time, that we really appreciate home, you know? At the same time, there is still a world spinning, you know, beneath our feet. We are still on the earth. There are things to do still. And I am still firmly behind this idea that we have things in our hands that God gave us on purpose so that we can invest them and make a big deal for the kingdom. I am so convinced of that now more than ever. And as this season is starting to lift, I'm starting to become more and more aware of the fact that we are going to get out of this at some point. We're going to be around people again at some point. There are going to be things to do when we get out of our homes, and we have to prepare for them. We have to plan for them. We have to write them down. We have to get ready for what God is going to do through us, and move by faith and start planning by faith that the things that God has been implanting inside of us, these dreams, these visions, these passions, these things maybe that you've had ever since you were a kid, that God is going to start bringing some of those things out. And you are going to partner with God and start working with Him in it. But now is the time. I'm really convinced as we start getting out of this quarantine season, now is the time to start getting into some of those things that have been dormant in your life for a while. Stop waiting for them to happen to you. Start partnering with God and start working toward them. And this is the thing that I'm so convinced of. You know, in that same sort of vein, I think it's so easy for us to get caught up in the news and get caught up in, you know, all of these things that are going on, and allow that weight, allow that pressure, allow that lack of hope to really hold us down. And I have been in that too. If you've listened, you know, maybe a couple podcasts ago, I was saying, you know, I went through a couple of weeks that were really pretty dark and hard for me. And not that I'm completely out of it. I still feel sometimes like, man, these things like anxiety and depression that I thought, you know, had been gone for a long time, I started to see them rear their, you know, ugly heads again. And the Lord really took me through that season of going, okay, I gotta step back a little bit, and I've been podcasting a little more infrequently. I've been posting on social media a little bit more infrequently, just trying to be engaged in the moment, you know. But at the same time, I'm starting to feel like the Lord is going, okay, good, Ryan, this season that, you know, I needed you home, I needed you to be learning, I needed you to be growing in, I am now starting to relieve some of that pressure and call you back into movement. And I think one of the biggest things that, you know, as we're in, you know, in this season of coming out of quarantine, of kind of going back, and who knows what's going to happen in the fall. I'm not going to operate out of fear. I'm not going to continue to look at the fall and go, the world's going to come crashing down again. I have to have this sunset moment a little bit and go, okay, Lord, where are we going? What's happening? And I felt like the Lord was really speaking to me. And now this is really what I want to talk about. The entire few minutes before was just my soapbox moment. But now I really want to get into the good news. And in the middle of hearing the news, you know, about COVID and just adding up the death count and all of that is important. We do need to know that, but there is a good news. There's this thing that happens between the lines in our world, and that is often where God is working in these hidden areas, in these areas where you're not seeing it. It's not making it in the news. Maybe you're not seeing it in your day to day, but God is moving. And just to encourage us a little bit that are in the church, I've been looking at some things that I think are really important for us to remember. And, you know, this is the Head in the Clouds podcast. It's dedicated to helping you get your dream off the ground. Sometimes to get our dream off the ground, we really have to have these moments, especially in the season, where we encourage ourselves and we remind ourselves that the world around us sees everything crumbling because they don't see God in the middle of it. And just because we follow God doesn't mean we stick our head in the sand, doesn't mean that we don't, you know, practice social distancing, none of that stuff. That's, you know, obviously we need to be safe. Obviously we need to do our part to stay safe, but we cannot get sucked in to this idea that nothing is going to be right again, that everything's going to be crumbling, that we're never going to meet together again, that nothing is ever going to be happy again. That is not true. God still has a purpose on this earth. God still has a mission for all of us to continue to walk in with joy and passion. And yes, it's going to be a sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice because of the work of Jesus in our lives. And that is what we have to remember. And as I was like mulling over this stuff, I started writing down, I started doing research and going, you know what? There are so many things for us to look at. And I'm going to name just a few of these things that are going on in the world. And just chalk this podcast up as a little bit of an encouragement, a little bit of, you know, if you felt like everything was crashing down, remembering that God is working in the background. But the number one thing, this blew me away. I read an article on it, several articles on it. And in Iran right now, there is a major revival going on. And we're not seeing it on the news because it's not making it to the news. And when revival in a closed country happens, it doesn't make the news. And there's not a lot of names to attach to it. It's not like you see these big, huge churches growing. It is an underground movement that really is undermining everything that's going on in Iran. And I want to read this quote from this Iranian church leader. And he doesn't give his name because obviously in a closed country, you don't want to give your name. But he said this, "What if I told you that Islam is dead? What if I told you the mosques are empty inside of Iran? What if I told you no one follows Islam inside of Iran? Would you believe me? This is exactly what's happening inside of my country. God is moving powerfully inside of Iran." This is incredible. He's saying, you know, the mosques are like empty because there's so many people that are coming to know Jesus. And he says this one line that I think is amazing. And anybody in church leadership, please listen to this because it blew me away a little bit. And I had to pause and I had to rerun this thing over my head a few times. But he said, "Our model inside of Iran is that we don't convert to disciple. We disciple so we can convert." Say that one more time. We do not convert to disciple. We disciple so we can convert. This is amazing. They don't, you know, save people so that we could get them into a church system and get them discipled and make sure that they believe all the right things and they pass all the tests. That is not the goal. Their goal is to disciple people, tell them about Jesus, so that those people will tell more people about Jesus. And I just think there's something in that for us. I won't get on my soapbox on this point, as you know, I'm prone to do often in a podcast. But I think that's just something that's incredible for us to look at. But Iran is seeing and experiencing revival. People are coming to know Jesus left and right in Iran, and we need to be encouraged by that. That's only one country. I know God is moving like that in a bunch of different countries.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network, and now a message from a network supporter.
This podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truths of the gospel to their spheres of influence. They do this in a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about sponsoring the Head in the Clouds podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians feel closer to God is through their First 15 devotional. First 15 is designed to help you spend the first 15 minutes of your day experiencing God through meaningful devotionals, scripture readings, worship, and prayer. Grow closer to God this year. You can sign up for the First 15 email devotional sent directly to your inbox at first15.org/subscribe. Start your day off with the First 15 devotional podcast anywhere you listen. The other thing we have to be encouraged is this. Online church is exploding. Now, I have a lot of people in my life. Some of them are really anxious to see us get back to church services. I love church services. I think they're awesome. I actually just did an Instagram live about really appreciating people more, understanding that that is the beautiful part of what Jesus teaches us. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But the second is like it. It's on par with it. It is love your neighbor as yourself. So loving people, being around people, worshiping with people, that is so important and it's vital and it's beautiful. But God is moving in this season through online church in a way that a lot of us kind of saw coming. And it's not to say that meeting in person is bad or wrong, but I think a lot of us had built so much of a cult of personality, so much of a cult of experience when we come to church. And you have to hear me. I am a creative arts pastor at my church. I oversee lighting and production and worship, and I love all that stuff. None of that's evil. But I do think that God is reminding us that it's not central. It is not evil. It's beautiful, but it is not central. And I think this online church is really showing us that. We are seeing just at our church, the amount of people jumping online is growing and growing. We're reaching different countries. We're reaching different states. We're making an impact in more areas than we would have before. And it's because God did this crazy thing and he shut down live services. And I think if any of us, I've said this before, but if I were to think of what God was going to do to shake us up, I would have imagined actually him shutting down the internet or something. And then we have to meet in person. We got to get together more. And God did, as he often does, the most unexpected, opposite of what I thought thing, you know, and that was shutting down live services. And again, okay, I don't want to get into the theology of did God cause COVID or not. I don't want to talk about that in this podcast. But God is using this season to teach us lessons, no doubt. And we need to be listening. We need to be paying attention. And online church is one of those things. And I saw this statistic that the church online platform which is Craig Rochelle's platform. It's grown by nearly 6 million streams a week, which is crazy. The online church, the church online platform. And this, again, is a platform that he gives to other churches. So it's not just Life.Church. It is churches that are using this, has jumped from 1 million to 6 million streams, or 1 million to 7 million streams, grew by 6 million, which is close to 20% of our population. That's outrageous that that many more people are exploding an online platform. Life.Church, though, is an amazing online church, and they saw on one Sunday, they saw over 100,000 people give their life to Jesus. Pause and think about that. 100,000 people gave their life to Jesus on one Sunday that didn't know him before. If that's not revival, I don't know what is. I mean, that is, we're not seeing it in a big room. We're not seeing it with a, you know, with a flashy speaker or any of the things that we're used to seeing, but we're seeing it happen in homes, which is beautiful. Harvest is a church in California. They had, you know, in one service over 200,000 people watch and had 1,400 people give their life to Jesus. Church Home, you know, is an completely online church that Judah Smith started. And they've seen it nearly double since they started it, which is just amazing in this season to have a church double in size. And that's literally what we're seeing all around us. And I posted on Instagram, I'm like, if that's not revival, I don't know what is. The other amazing statistic I heard was that in Europe, 6% of people go to church, go to a physical church in Europe, in European culture, before COVID. After COVID, 25% of their population says they watch church online. That is crazy. That is a quadrupling, more than quadrupling the number of people that were hearing about Jesus in Europe because of this season, because of online church, because of churches stepping up and doing something and not canceling church. Church is not canceled. They just shifted how they did church. And it's beautiful. And it's to be celebrated. And this is the kind of thing that we have to remember. We have to hold our head high. We have to know that there is hope in what is going on in the season, that God is opening up more on the backside of this COVID season as well. And I just firmly believe that we're going to see growth in the church. I firmly believe that we're going to see growth in people coming to know Jesus. And it's going to be an acceleration like we've never seen before. And I think some of us who have been holding out for a revival, you know, waiting for it to be stadiums full of people. And maybe one day it's going to be that. That's awesome. I love that. But it's not that right now. Right now, we have more than stadiums full of people accepting Jesus all the time, happening all the time, all around us. And so the harvest is truly plentiful, but the workers are few. And I think that that's where I'm going to come right back around, ahead in the clouds, pursuing dreams that God gave you. We don't pursue God-given dreams so that we can make a name for ourselves or so that we could be famous or whatever. We pursue God-given dreams to make a big impact for God and to become fully alive in how God made us. That is the reason why we pursue the things in our heart. And I will encourage you, in with all of this good news hanging out in the background, as you're dreaming, as you're thinking about this next phase, as you're praying toward your next phase, remember that God is on the move. Remember that God has not forgotten you. Remember that God will never forsake or leave the church, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. That's you. That's me. That's us living our life with the priesthood of believers, knowing that each one of us is called to be leaders in our sphere of influence, taking that seriously and taking serious ground for Jesus. So that is it for today's podcast. Make sure, if you're on and you listen all the time, make sure and share it, like, subscribe, comment, you know, on it, do a review on it. Reviews really make a huge difference. And so if this has been a blessing to you, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would jump on and rate and review it. Also, I have a book out, Head in the Clouds, Feet on the Ground. It's on Amazon. Make sure and grab it. It's through Zondervan. Poured a lot of my heart into it. It was really weird to release a book and then go almost straight into COVID. It felt very anticlimactic, but I still firmly believe in this book, stand behind it, and would love to see you get out and grab a copy of it. So jump on Amazon and check all that stuff out. So until next time, y'all, keep your head in the clouds and your feet on the ground. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.